Track 45. What the papers say. Part 1.
And now for my final guest. He's a singer and songwriter who's been in the music business for 20 years. He still performs sellout concerts in front of 50,000 people. But his life hasn't all been easy. He's had problems with his family, and he's been in trouble with the law. And he's just completed a month's rehab in a clinic in Texas. He's never out of the headlines. Please welcome Jamie Seabrook.
Hello. Good evening.
Now, Jamie, you are in the newspapers and magazines every day. You are photographed wherever you go. Tell me, what do you think of the press?
Well, it's kind of nice to have people want to know all about me. Sometimes it gets to be too much, but most of the time I don't mind the media attention. I'm sure there are some reporters who really try to tell the truth, but I'm afraid that most of them make up stories to sell their newspapers.
Are you saying that the stories aren't true at all?
That's right. They're completely invented.
Can you give us an example?
Sure I can. I can give you hundreds.
Part 2.
2 years ago, reporters said my career was finished and that I'd never sing again. Some friends, who are now ex-friends, said that my marriage was breaking up and that my brother and I argued about money and weren't speaking to each other. Not one word of that was true.
And in fact, your career is on a high.
I just recorded a new album and my marriage is fine. Sally and I just celebrated our 15th wedding anniversary, and my brother and I get along just fine.
But things haven't all been easy for you. You spent a month in rehab because police officers said that you had a nervous breakdown.
All that's just lies. I've never had a nervous breakdown. I was driving home from the recording studios, and it was 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'd been working all day, and I was exhausted. I fell asleep at the wheel, and police officers asked me to stop the car. I checked into a clinic for a month because I was suffering from exhaustion.
Now, you had another legal problem recently. Your personal assistant, Barbara James, said you hadn't paid her for 6 months, and you made her work 7 days a week without a break. Is that true?
It broke my heart when Barbara, my PA, said those things about me. I treated her like my own family. When I met her, she was nothing, and I gave her everything. None of what she says is true.
Part 3.
I read that you have become a Buddhist, that you have stopped eating meat, that you spend 4 hours a day meditating, and that you are going to give half your future income to charity. Is this true?
Yes, it is. I've decided that life is too short and I'm getting old. I don't care what people think. I made up my mind to do something useful with my life.
Now, when this story broke a few days ago, the news anchor on NBC's Morning News refused to read the story, saying that there were much more serious stories that deserved attention and that you were just a celebrity. What do you say to that?
I can't control what the press says about me. I have to be true to myself. I live my life as honestly as I can. I try to be nice to everyone around me. If you're in the public eye, then you have to be prepared to have some pretty terrible things said about you. I know what's true about me and what's a lie, but I can't change what is said about me in the newspapers and on the television.
Well, sadly, our time has run out and we've come to the end of the show. A big thank you to my guest, Jamie Seabrook. And good luck with the new album.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.